Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our consideration this evening is Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For nothing is impossible with God. This is the word of our Lord. This is the King of glory. This is the King we welcome. Welcome to earth, O noble guest, through whom the sinful world is blessed. You came to share my misery, that you might share your joy with me. Dear friends in Christ, can you think of places in Scripture where God's people face seemingly impossible odds, only to see God making things possible? Maybe you might think of Abraham and Sarah, well beyond the age of childbearing. But God made good on his promise and gave them a son whom they named Isaac. God did something similar for Zechariah and Elizabeth when it came to John the Baptist. Maybe you might think of, the children of Israel standing at the shores of the Red Sea with water in front of them and Pharaoh's army rapidly approaching from behind. They thought they were goners. Until God miraculously parted the waters of the Red Sea, enabling them to cross over safely on dry ground. And after they made it safely across, God brought those same waters crashing back down on Pharaoh's army, destroying them all. Maybe you might think of David facing Goliath, a young shepherd boy, facing a giant over 9 feet tall, but with only the clothes on his back and a sling in his hand, God gave David the victory. Impossible? Nothing is impossible with God. How will this be, since I am a virgin? That was the impossibility facing Mary. Impossible from a human biological standpoint, but not from God's standpoint. Conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. What needed to happen, and what happened to Mary needed to happen for us to be in heaven. Because on our own, heaven is impossible. That's right, no amount of good works, no amount of good, clean living is ever enough for us to earn a spot in heaven. In fact, when we look at our lives, we see just how deserving we are of an eternal spot in hell. All the times we've doubted God's ability to provide for us. The times we've doubted or wondered about God's ability to get us through some of those rough patches in life. The times that maybe we've taken a look at some of the circumstances going on in our lives, thrown our hands up in the air and said, impossible, even for God. But it's not just our rocky relationship with God that makes us deserving of an eternal spot in hell. Our rocky relationships with those around us make us equally as deserving. Yeah, those times we've treated others with contempt and looked at them as being impossible to love. The times we ourselves have to admit we've been stubborn and impossible to love. So there we were, impossible people, facing impossible odds when it came to our salvation. But thankfully, nothing is impossible with God. That's why God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to be our Savior. Because try as we might and fail as we so often do, it's impossible for us to keep God's law perfectly as he demands. But as our substitute, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. Try as we might and fail as we so often do, it's impossible for us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. But as our substitute, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. try as we might and fail, as we so often do, it's impossible to love our neighbor as ourselves, but as our substitute, our perfect substitute. That's exactly what Jesus did for us. Try as we might, we can't pay the price for our own sins. But as our substitute, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. Oh, the devil hoped it would be impossible, or that it would be possible to stop Jesus from accomplishing his mission. But the devil failed, and Jesus won the victory. And by the grace of God, through faith in Jesus as our Savior, God's given that victory to us. Bringing us to faith in Jesus was no easy task either. Because as the Apostle Paul writes, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Here, too, God had to accomplish the seemingly impossible by sending the Holy Spirit to break through rock-hard hearts of sin with the dynamite of the gospel. And working through word and sacrament, faith was created in our hearts. And faith continues to be strengthened in our hearts through those very same means. Faith that believes and sees just how richly and abundantly God provides for us physically, spiritually, and eternally speaking. He has to. That's a promise he makes to us in his word. And the Apostle Paul tells us that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Ever feel that some people, things, and situations in life are impossible? Oh, dear friends, nothing is impossible with God. Remember what Jesus told his disciples? Oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? It's interesting, another verse that we sang tonight, from heaven above to earth I come, tells us, ah, Lord, though you created all, how weak you are, so poor and small, that you should choose to lay your head where lowly cattle lately fed. Lowly cattle lately fed, lying in a manger? This is the King of glory? This is the King we welcome? Doesn't seem much, doesn't seem like much in the eyes of the world. So much so that he often gets the boot from Christmas nowadays. Treasures under the tree hide the treasure in the manger. But treasures under the tree will never be able to give you the kind of joy that's already yours in Christ Jesus, your Savior. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that is yours in Christ Jesus, your Savior. The peace of knowing that no matter what you're dealing with in life, the peace of knowing that no matter what you're dealing with this Christmas, you have a God with whom nothing is impossible. Yes, this is the King of glory. This is the King we welcome. Because we know that he is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, as Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians. Yes, the baby born in Bethlehem is living, breathing, suffering, dying, and rising again, proof of just how much God loves you. I know sometimes it goes against human wisdom and reason and understanding that invites us to trust in ourselves, what we can measure and control, what we can earn and invest, what we can control and manipulate. But human wisdom and reason forgets that God chose the lowly, the foolish, the weak things of this world, to bring to nothing the things in this world that are. Take a look at Jesus. No earthly possessions. No place to lay his head. Despised by what he had created. Despised by becoming sin for us. Despised by his own heavenly Father as he was forsaken for our sins. Taunted, mocked, laughed at, spit upon, stripped of his clothing and nailed to a cross amongst common criminals. This is the King of glory. This is the King we welcome. With hearts of repentance, may we say, "Welcome to earth, O noble guest, through whom the sinful world is blessed. You came to share my misery, that you might share your joy with me, here on earth and for all eternity in heaven. Yes, through the death and resurrection of Jesus, your Savior, what was impossible for you on your own has been given to you as a totally free gift. The full and free and complete forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. Until you reach your heavenly home, keep in mind, though, that at times you will be seen as foolish, weak, and lowly for believing what you do. You also will be despised and rejected at times for believing what you do. At times you will be made fun of and taken advantage of. Your purity of heart will be mocked and challenged at times. It shouldn't surprise us. As was he, so will you. But take heart, because Jesus has overcome the world, and so have you. Take heart, because you are a child of God. You are blessed, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. You are a child of Christ, and no one can snatch you out of his hand. Rejoice and be glad. Your suffering won't last. Your tears will be wiped away. The saints triumphant in heaven have been delivered from this world of sorrow and now enjoy their heavenly home. As have they, so will you. I know that day seems like such a long way away, and sometimes the thought of having to stand firm in the faith until the end seems like it's going to be impossible. But remember what God did for Abraham and Sarah. Nothing is impossible with God. Remember what God did for the children of Israel standing at the shores of the Red Sea. Nothing is impossible with God. Remember what God did for folks like David and Mary. Nothing is impossible with God. Remember what God promises to do for you, as he keeps you strong in the faith until the end. As he tells us through his prophet Isaiah, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Yes, this is the King of glory. This is the King we welcome. Gladly, joyfully, eternally. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.